There's an old saying, a tiger cannot change his stripes. However, a horse? That might be a different story. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Years ago, when I was a researcher at the University of Washington, I read an article entitled, What the Frog's Eye Tells the Frog's Brain. Basically, the article suggests that a frog's eye is a specified motion detector. For example, when a fly starts buzzing around in front of the frog, it automatically triggers the frog's tongue to come out and catch the fly. No movement, no tongue. A frog will die of starvation surrounded by dead flies. Now, when a large object, like a hand, is waved near the frog's eye, it triggers an automatic response for the frog to jump. Okay, simple brains, simple but specific wiring. I just heard of a research project taking place in England where horses, when covered with a cloak that perfectly resembles a zebra, will not be attacked by horseflies. This is apparently because the horsefly's eyes get confused by the stripes when they are up close. Researchers examined the behavior of horseflies near captive zebras and uniformly colored horses and found that, although rates on the amount of time the flies spent circling the two different species did not differ, fewer flies landed on zebras than horses. The findings show that up close, striped surfaces prevented flies from making a controlled landing, but didn't influence fly behavior at a distance. You might want to think about that when you set your horses out to pasture this spring.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.